This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, an audio portrait of photographer Rob Kendrick. He uses old methods to capture today's cowboys. First, though, most voters in America today say the economy is their biggest concern. But as voters in Missouri head toward their Super Tuesday primary next week, many people are worrying more about education, because in St. Louis, the public schools are just in disarray. Celeste Headley reports.
Dana Borisov says public education should be the number one priority for American voters during the primaries and the election in November.
They need to support the presidential candidate that's going to restore public education, that's going to help public education, because again, public education, the reason it was founded was to perpetuate democracy.
But that's what you would expect her to say. Borisov is the superintendent of the St. Louis Public Schools and a fierce advocate for increased federal support for struggling urban school districts. You might not expect the people walking around downtown in St. Louis to echo her sentiment, but they do.
Education is probably where the government should spend most of its money, because doing stimulus packages for the economy isn't going to do anything long term for the economy. It's just going to be a Band-Aid for problems that we're experiencing now.
Developer Ben Riley has a one-year-old, and he's worried about what he'll do when his child is old enough for kindergarten. The St. Louis Public Schools lost their accreditation and are now overseen by a state-appointed administrative board. Lana Stein is a professor of political science at the University of Missouri-St. Louis. She recalls the situation in the public schools 4 years ago when the mayor launched a controversial reform effort.
It was extremely contentious when the school opened. An alderman had his daughter lie in a coffin in front of the school board offices.
The reform board was replaced by a new school board, which was replaced by a state-appointed board this year. And still, the St. Louis schools are not accredited. Eric Cooper of the National Urban Alliance for Effective Education says there are still major hurdles to get over in the city that have nothing to do with textbooks and quizzes. He believes it has at least something to do with race.
I mean, look, let's be frank. Here in St. Louis, you have a statue celebrating the Confederacy. You know, there's that challenge here historically.
And Kyria Verschel agrees.
It has not been the No Child Left Behind, where we have seen the various programming and the various dollars that are expended into other school districts. We have not felt that here in the African American community.
She says it's impossible to separate race from the issue of education in St. Louis. Nearly 82% of the students in the city's public schools are black, and more than 80% come from low-income families. Verschel says, for the most part, it's local elected officials that are responsible for the welfare of the schools. But she says the past 7 years have taught her that the president can also have a major impact on educational policy.
We have not felt the present or the previous administration. We have not felt that here in the African American community.
Parent Jennifer Gray says she wants to hear presidential candidates give specific plans for educational reform and how they might redistribute federal funding for public schools.
A Child Left Behind has pulled so much money from where it needs to be, and it's held people up to standards that for some reason they're not able to accomplish. And rather than take a look at the problem and actually work individually with those schools and figure out what schools need the money, they're not doing it.
Gray has two kids, ages 16 and 11. She pays about $9,000 a year for her daughter's private school tuition, and she rearranged the custody agreement for her son so he could go to school near his father's home, outside the St. Louis Public School District. Gray likes President Bush's idea of providing vouchers for children to attend private schools.
Open it up. Let us send our kids to schools that are accredited, that our children are going to learn in.
But Superintendent Borisov says vouchers don't really help.
We have 10% of our population here who's homeless. A $2 bus transfer is not in their budget.
St. Louis is not alone. Borisov says many urban school districts around the country are struggling with issues of poverty, racial tensions, and vouchers.
The barrier between the haves and the have-nots is in education. It's not what their parents have, it's what they don't have right now. And so our job is to change this generation. We just have to change one, and it's got to be this one.
And the voters of St. Louis are listening for that same sense of urgency from the candidates as they head to the polls on Tuesday. For NPR News, I'm Celeste Headley in St. Louis.